Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. In the news today, breaking news, the Turkish lira is absolutely tanking. They're experiencing, or they might be on the brink of actual hyperinflation in Turkey. We'll see how this plays out over the next year or two. But I wanted to point out that, yes, they are experiencing extremely high levels of inflation, but they are adopting the exact same monetary policy that we have right here in the United States. So should we expect what we're seeing in Turkey to play out in the United States over the next couple of years? That's really the question we have to ask ourselves. Let's dive into the article. This is from CNBC. Turkish lira crashes to insane historic low after President Erdogan, hopefully that's how you pronounce his name, we'll say the president, sparks sell-off. Key points. Inflation in Turkey is now near 20%, meaning basic goods for Turks, a population of roughly 85 million, have soared in price in their local currency. Salaries are severely devalued. Okay. Could we not say the exact same thing about the United States? I mean, let me reread this to you and see if it sounds outlandish. Inflation in the United States is now near 20%, meaning basic goods for U.S. citizens, a population of roughly 350 million, have soared in price, and their local currency salaries are severely devalued. All right. So I understand that CNBC likes to, and Americans and the talking heads in financial media like to say that, oh, this is insane monetary policy. No one in the right mind would do this. This president is just being a child, a petulant child. All the adults in the room know that you should raise interest rates, but I think this might be the pot calling the kettle black here. Let's continue on. Insane where the lira is, but it's a reflection of the insane monetary policy settings Turkey is currently operating under. And again, so you're saying, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Boy, there's just some third world banana republic there in Turkey. I'm sure glad the United States isn't like this. But then you keep reading and you start to see more and more similarities. And I would argue that it's pretty much identical when you're in the domestic economy. Now we've got to compartmentalize the lira against the dollar, which trust me, Turkish citizens really don't care about. And then the lira relative to the goods and services they buy daily. That is what they do care about. So the fact that the dollar is going up against the lira, as an example, doesn't mean anything to an American. And I don't think that really, like I said earlier, means much to a Turkish citizen. So we have to look at it in terms of each country's domestic economy and the purchasing power for the citizens in that economy. So the Turkish lira crashed to a record low of 13.44 to the dollar. And again, they're kind of conflating the lira against the dollar and the lira against goods and services. I don't like to do that because the FX cross rate can go up or down, and that doesn't necessarily mean that the cost of goods and services are going to have a corresponding upward or downward trend. So again, this Tim Ash person says this is insane monetary policy, but let's read it and see if the monetary policy is any different than what we're doing here in the United States. The sell-off was triggered after Turkish President Recep Erdogan defended his central bank's continued contentious interest rate cuts amid rising double-digit inflation. And you may be saying to yourself, well, George, the Fed isn't cutting rates. Oh, no, they're not. They're doing $120 billion a month in quantitative easing, which is meant, now whether it's doing this or not, I don't know, but it's meant to control interest rates in the real economy, to keep them low, i.e. the 10-year, keep mortgage rates low, etc. So we are doing everything we can to keep interest rates artificially low while our inflation rate also is rising. And I would argue that it's definitely in double digits if it was measured appropriately. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. So this president labeled the move as part of an economic war of independence, rejecting calls from investors and analysts to change course. So if these analysts, if these talking heads are urging this president to change course, well, then why on earth aren't they screaming and shouting and yelling the exact same things to Jerome Powell? Inflation in Turkey is now 20%, meaning basic goods for Turks, a population of roughly 85 million. Like we said earlier, soared price, local currency has been devalued. Yeah. Or their salaries have been devalued. Again, I don't know how that's any different than the United States. So CNBC is labeling this an irrational experiment. But most importantly, they say, a refusal to raise interest rates to cool inflation. The whole point here is the lack of self-awareness with these quote-unquote experts in the United States, where they are criticizing Turkey while at the same time, they are encouraging Jerome Powell to do the exact same thing. So the president of Turkey has long described interest rates as the enemy. Maybe we're not going that far, but are we not? The policies that we are enacted would imply that we have the exact same opinion here. Rejecting economic orthodoxy to insist that raising rates actually worsens inflation rather than the other way around. Well, here the politicians just say that the more money printing they do, the more that will control inflation. So is it any less insane? I would argue no. And here's an economist in Turkey. We need to abandon this irrational experiment, which has no chance of success, and return to quality policies that will protect the value of the Turkish lira and protect the welfare of the Turkish people. I would argue, beating a dead horse here, but you guys get it. I would argue the exact same thing here in the United States. They go on to say, we're seeing a perverse economic experiment of what happens when central bank has effectively no monetary policy. And I would argue the Fed has backed themselves into a corner with the help of the government deficit spending, where we also have, we might have a stated monetary policy, but in reality, we have no monetary policy options. They have painted themselves into a corner where there is no way out. So the president in Turkey has taken away the ability of the Central Bank of Turkey to hike policy rates. And just like the United States and Jerome Powell, they are in a position where, like Turkey, they can't hike policy rates either, because if they do so, they will destroy the economy. Well, not, I shouldn't say the economy, the financial economy, which will have a cascading effect in destroying the real economy. So that's what's happening in Turkey. And I think it's a great lesson for Americans in the United States, more specifically, Jerome Powell, Janet Yellen, and Lael Brainard. Are you guys listening? Hopefully they're reading the story from CNBC. All right, guys, I want to encourage you to enjoy the rest of your day and always stand up and fight for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. And we'll see you in the next video.